Good morning. This is Morning Edition on VPR. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and as of 7 o'clock this morning, union nurses, the Vermont Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals, went on strike. Joining me now is Lori Onchman. She's the president of the Vermont Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals and also works at the UVM Medical Center's Intensive Care Unit. Lori, thanks for joining me.
It was my pleasure, Mitch.
Sounds like you're outside on a cell phone. Are you around picketers right now? Are you with other nurses?
I am. I am out on the lines with our nurses. And the response that we have out here is a sea of red. Our nurses have come out in droves to show the hospital that the proposals that they are putting across the table do not address the issues that the nurses have when it comes to safety of our patients, for nurse-patient ratios. It doesn't address the retention and recruitment of new nurses. The hospital is still, their last proposal was to drop the wages for new nurses, for new graduates that would be coming into the institution. And again, it doesn't address the fact that we still have over 120 open positions for nursing as we speak today. For nurses, and these aren't addressing the issues. So,
Lori, the staffing levels were definitely an issue. What about wages? Did the hospital have anything to say about the wage demands that the nurses had?
The hospital, according to Ms. Whalen, she says that our proposals are unrealistic when it comes to a compatible or comparable wage, and that they feel that what they're offering our nurses, which currently the last formal proposal that was put across the table for our nursing staff was just to the base wage, was 3%, 3%, and 1%.
And what kind of an increase were the nurses looking for, Lori, if you can give us an idea?
Our last proposal to the hospital for just to the base wage, again, to compare apples to apples, was 8%, 4%, 4%.
Now, what's going to happen? I know there's a strike for today, and it's going to last 48 hours right into tomorrow.
That's correct.
If a contract agreement isn't reached after that, what happens next?
Well, I mean, we do what we did on Monday. We're working without a contract. We all plan to be back at our jobs at our respective positions on Saturday morning for 7 o'clock. And as of today, the hospital has not agreed to have any further negotiation dates. But I'm hoping, and again, I still have the confidence that at some point when we do have that opportunity to sit across from each other again, which we will, that we will come to a fair and equitable contract that will be reflective of the respect that our nurses deserve and our community, Mitch, because, excuse me, our community members, you know, this is really what we're fighting for as well, is the care of our community. Vermont's a small state, as you know, and we are all in this together.
You mentioned Ms. Whalen before. That would be Eileen Whalen. She is the president and CEO of the UVM Medical Center. She said that there will be replacement nurses on site starting now, I guess, since the regular nurses are on strike. Will there be any disruption, though, of services that you're aware of, things like elective surgeries, things like that?
Well, I can only tell you what I'm aware of. I'm hoping that for our patients and for our community that the contingency nurses that the hospital had brought on that have no ties to our community, that are purely just in here for 2 days to try and, I can't even use the word replace because there is no replacement for our nurses. So to just sort of take on the jobs that we would particularly be doing, that I'm hoping that they will continue to provide the care that we pride ourselves in. To answer your question about surgeries, I do know there was a memo that did go across my desk that showed that they were canceling elective surgeries for today and tomorrow, that emergency surgeries would still be done, but there was going to be some withholding of elective procedures.
And Lori, finally, can you give me an idea of what happened last night when the talks broke down? I mean, how far apart are the two sides? And, you know, how late did the negotiations go before things kind of fell apart?
Well, I think when Eileen Whalen and the hospital legal counsel finally left the room, I'm trying to remember. I think it was around between 10 and 10:30 last night, maybe a little bit later. It was, and unfortunately, I felt, and this is just purely my opinion, that Ms. Whalen left it in a way that was disrespectful to the nurses. You know, I understand this is a stressful time for both parties, but I felt that she was just in her demeanor was disrespectful. And I think that's pretty much where everything closed up, was that the hospital, again, we gave them a last-minute deal, again, trying to bargain in good faith and said, hey, look, we are willing to take all these things off the table if you would invest in, you know, the wages to, again, provide the safe patient care that we need and to retain and recruit nurses. The hospital rejected our proposal, and at which point I think things just started deteriorating very quickly.
So it's really still about wages and about staffing levels. Would you say that's what it really comes down to?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Lori Onchman is president of the Vermont Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals and also works at the UVM Medical Center's intensive care unit. Thank you very much for the time today.
Mitch, thank you. As always, it's a pleasure.